she had a din of a shvuya. If she had a din of a shvuya, then Shimon's children were of questionable kashra, so to speak, at least as far as becoming a Kohen or the Kohen Gadol. Now, this was a matter that was well known, and the rabbis had decided that she did not fall into that category, and that the sons of Shimon were permitted to be Kohanim and permitted to be the Kohen Gadol. However, we will see in a moment that because the story, like all stories, never dies, even when you prove that it isn't right, that doesn't end the story. Sometimes it just stirs it up more. We will see that this story will come back to haunt Yochanan and will come back to haunt the Jewish people generally. Yochanan Hyrcanus, for the majority of his reign, till the last 3 to 5 years of his reign, was a worthy successor to his father. He was a person that had the confidence of the Sanhedrin. He was a person who helped strengthen the Torah education system in the country. He was a person that followed halacha. He was a person who raised the level of the service in the Beis HaMikdash, and who physically brought the country to prosperity and to greatness. He conquered all of Israel. He threw out the Greeks. He kept the Romans penned in right around the city of Caesarea so that the Romans never ventured out. He took over vast areas of what is today Jordan, east of the Jordan River, and it is in the time of Yochanan Hyrcanus that the Golan is first settled by Jews at the time of the Second Temple. The Golan Heights, and in fact, he pushed the borders of Eretz Israel to the outskirts of Damascus. And it was a time of great prosperity. He took the seaport of Yafo, and the Jews became partners with the Phoenicians in shipping, in trading. That's when Jews began to move to North Africa to establish trade routes. Jews reached Italy and Rome, and the country flowered, it developed. Under his reign, a large immigration of Jews came from Bavel to Eretz Israel, and he rebuilt the temple. I told you that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt a number of times, the second Beis HaMikdash. Every time it was rebuilt in a fancier, more elegant fashion. So he spent a great deal of money and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. And he saw to it that all the improper Kohanim were removed. He did many, many great things. How? Yeah. This is over 40 years, 40, 50 years. That was his reign. However, in the midst of all of the good, there is a bad. And the bad now will rise to the occasion, to the fore. One of the Zugos, Antignos Ish Socho, had 2 Talmidim. The Talmud tells us, this is in the Ovos de Rabbi Nosson. And these 2 Talmidim were both Kohanim. And they had a different view of life and a different view of the Kahuna. And they set for themselves a course that led ultimately to grave problems within the Jewish people. Could you get me that?